Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. It is Tuesday. There is an interesting trend out there. County after county after county, sheriffs are simply refusing to enforce the new background check law signed into law by Governor Steve Sisolak. What is going to happen next? Let's find out. Rob Lauer joining us from 360newslasvegas.com. He has been traveling the state, and you've been following these sheriffs, the latest, I guess, in Esmeralda County. Give us the backstory, this background check bill that was passed by the legislature.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for having me on. And this is really the story of our lifetime right now. I can't remember any time ever in my lifetime when county sheriffs, and we're going to have probably at the end of the day, probably by the end of the month, 15, 16 out of 17 sheriffs who are going to stand up and say they're not going to enforce the law. I drove up to Lincoln County yesterday and met with Sheriff Kerry Lee and several of the county commissioners who are currently discussing an amendment to their county, and making their county a sanctuary county for Second Amendment. And the sheriff there stood up and spoke very eloquently, very smart guy. And he said it's not enforceable. Number two, it violates their constitutional rights, and he's not going to enforce it. So we now have, according to my count, and we may be missing a few, but according to my count, we have now 9 sheriffs in Nevada who've all said publicly they're not going to enforce SB 143. And SB 143, so people don't know, is what I call the gun grab law. It's requiring, sounds reasonable, right? It's doing a background check for private transactions. This is what it really requires, is that you and I want to sell, I want to sell my gun to you, Kevin. So we have to go to a gun store. I have to turn my gun into that gun store. The gun store then has to run a background check on you, charge you a fee. They can hold the gun up to 3 days and then transfer it to you. What other private property that we have? Do we have, can the government tell us how we can sell it, how we can transfer it? Is our cars next, our sticks next, our knives next? This is a private property issue. This is a constitutional issue, not just the Second Amendment. We have a state constitution as well. So we created a website just to try to educate people called gunrightsnevada.com, gunrightsnevada.com. And on there you can see Article 1, Section 11 of the state constitution that says, quote, Every citizen has the right to keep and bear arms for security and defense. It's clear as a bell. And this law, and so today, right now, we have the right to sell our guns privately to our neighbors or friends. And we have that right, and we've had that right since 1864 under the state constitution. And somehow this legislature thinks that they can statutorily strip us of our constitutional rights and on January 1st turn us into criminals and say that on that date we are now committing crimes if we do the same thing that we have had the right to do for 150 years.
Again, Rob Lauer joining us from 360newslasvegas.com. This amazing story that is out there where sheriffs are refusing to enforce state law, a law signed into law by Steve Sisolak, the new governor. He said, well, we're going to spend the next couple of months working with members of the legislature and working with the sheriffs to try and iron this out. Has anything happened in the last couple of weeks or the last month?
Yeah, sure. They're trying to make more laws. So this is an outright gun grab by the state legislature, by Democrats who are elected in Clark County and ignoring the rest of the state. Listen, we lose these rights, we're never getting them back, ever. They are passing laws right now called red flag laws they're trying to pass where an ex-spouse or a neighbor or someone can claim that you're nuts and they can send the SWAT team to your house and use force to take your guns out of the house. And by the way, that's resulted in the deaths of innocent people in California already. So they're trying to ban so-called assault rifles. They're trying to ban triggers. They're trying to ban anything and everything related to firearms. So when they claim that this is just a reasonable gun regulation, nonsense. This is the first step. And I'll tell you why it's unenforceable. And this is important that people understand this. Under the Brady Bill, under federal law, the state and federal government are forbidden from maintaining the data of the transfer of the firearm. So when you go to a gun store and you buy a gun, they're not allowed to keep that data because people are really worried about the gun registry being in the hands of the government. So they must purge that information every single month. So even if you do a background check, there's no record of it. So how is this enforceable? That's what they want to do. They want to create a record and create a database so they can come and take your gun. That's what this is all about. And in fact, liberals in the news have said that this is just the first step. So it is critical. And so I have been rallying these counties. I've helped write these resolutions. I've gone out to talk with these sheriffs, and I've gone around, and we're going to continue to do so until we get, our goal is about 15 sheriffs and counties to all speak with one voice and say, no, we're not going to enforce this law. It's unconstitutional. I'm going to stand up and do what's right. And this is important if people understand. This is a constitutional right. It's not a privilege. It's not a privilege. It's a right. And a lot of people are saying, well, the sheriffs are ignoring the law. Well, I would like to remind people that the state of Nevada, Battleborn, we were born during the Civil War. And during the Civil War and before the Civil War, it was federal law that if a slave escaped from the South and went to the North, that those sheriffs in the North had to arrest those slaves and return them to the South. Well, countless brave sheriffs refused to follow the law and refused to turn black slaves back to the South. There's no difference than turning citizens here into criminals and putting them in prison for doing what's their right to do, which is sell their gun to a brother, to a cousin, to a friend, a neighbor. That is the law. And by the way, if you leave your gun at your girlfriend's house that you're staying with for a few days, you've now transferred the gun illegally. You both committed a crime. I mean, the law is just a mess, and it's unenforceable.
Rob, let me ask you, is there any evidence that Governor Sisolak is doing anything to try and mend fences, to bring people together, to take this out of DEFCON 4?
No, in fact, he's going the opposite direction. He has said that they're going to push this and make sure that these county officials enforce the law. And I just like to remind you, there's 10,000 laws in the books, and these county officials have the right to spend their resources any way they want. In fact, our own sheriff, Lombardo, said in April of last year when he was running for re-election that he was not going to enforce low-level marijuana laws anymore, that they're just not going to do it. So, and that's fine with me. These sheriffs have the right to determine the resources that they have and what best place to spend them. And by the way, at the same time they're trying to strip us of our rights to own a gun and own the kind of gun we want, they're letting illegal aliens off the hook. So if an illegal alien walks in a gun store and tries to buy a gun, they're not going to get deported because of this. And at the same time, we have Steve Yeager, who's the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, who is now under with SB 236, I believe, is trying to reduce the crime from a felony to a misdemeanor, smash and grab out of your car a gun. So if someone robs your car, smash and grabs stuff out of your car, including a gun, it's a misdemeanor. So they're lowering all these crimes, these property crimes, to misdemeanors, so they don't have to deport people, because if they're a felony, they have to deport them under ICE laws. But if they're misdemeanor, they don't. That's really what's going on with those. But at the same time, we can't be armed and defend ourselves. No, we don't accept this. We're not going to accept this. This is our Alamo. We're going to stand up and we're going to defend this. And we have taken a three-prong approach to this entire conflict. And this is a constitutional crisis. This is a constitutional crisis. But we've taken the three-prong approach, and it's simply this. We want the counties and the sheriffs to sign a declaration that they're not going to enforce it, number one. Number two, my group, my veterans group, is initiating a lawsuit to sue the state to block this, and we have significant grounds to do so. We believe we will prevail, whether it's here or the United States Supreme Court, we will prevail. And we have a lot of these sheriffs and counties joining the lawsuit or wanting to join the lawsuit. Number three is the final approach, and that is we have reached out and are reaching out to gun stores and asking them not to enforce this law. In other words, they're going to refuse to do gun transfers. So that means the law is unenforceable, because if they're not going to do them and no gun store in the state is going to do them, then how do you transfer your gun? So it's unenforceable. So we have this three-pronged approach, and we believe we're going to prevail.
I know that you talked about your side looking at litigation. Has there been any rumblings from the governor's office, from members of the legislature, that they might, or even some third party, ACLU, somebody like that, might seek to enjoin you legally?
We welcome the litigation. We welcome it, because it's the same argument that they are trying to make against illegal immigrant sanctuary cities. However, the difference is this. They're trying to block criminals who are arrested and with ICE detainers or warrants and refusing to cooperate with ICE detainer warrants in their illegal immigrant sanctuaries. We are saying that we're not going to use our resources to arrest people on laws that are unenforceable and are unconstitutional, and we have the right to determine what resources and how they're spent. There's 10,000 laws on the books right now. And police cannot enforce every single one of them all the time. They have to make that determination based on their county and their resources and their electorate, what issues are most important to them, and they have that right to determine that.
Rob, if folks want to know more about this story, where can they go? Where can they find you?
Well, we're at 360 News Las Vegas, and we just did a story about my meeting with the county commissioners and the sheriff up in Lincoln County, and I'd love to have, I think, having some of these sheriffs on, I think people need to hear from them as well. I think it's very, very enlightening. These guys are super smart, educated law enforcement officers and county commissioners. They're really well informed. They know what's going on. We're also at gunrightsnevada.com, and this is really important. We're trying to file a lawsuit. It costs money. The other side has $20 million in money from Bloomberg, and we can't beat that with nothing. So we ask people to go to our website at gunrightsnevada.com. They can join the lawsuit. We can put their name on the lawsuit to fight this, but we also, at the end of the day, need them to donate something, some money, some way, so we can help pay for the $50,000+ we expect to pay to take this to court to litigate against the other side, who has endless amount of money, endless amount of capital to fight this.
Rob, it's always good to visit with you. You are always busy. Thanks so much, man. We'll continue to follow this story, and I know we'll talk again soon.
I really appreciate Kevin Wall. Kevin, thank you so much for your effort.
There you go. Rob Lauer joining us from 360newslasvegas.com. They do a great job. I mean, I don't know if you ever checked out the site, but they got tons of original video, and you'll see Megan Barth on there. You'll see all kinds, and you'll see Rob Lauer on there, too. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun. It's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. like right now. You're driving around a curve in the highway, I hit you square in the face and... you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hi, this is Jackie Thornhill, the president-elect of the Las Vegas Rotary Club. For 96 years, the Las Vegas Rotary Club has taught area youth to succeed through literacy, education, and life skills development. To fund our year-round programs, we hold one major fundraising event each year. This year, the Las Vegas Rotary Club brings together world-class cuisine and high octane. It's a speed and style reception Saturday night, April 27th at Celebrity Cars in Las Vegas at 7770 Dean Martin Drive. Check out classic and exotic cars and motorcycles, enjoy food station pairings, and learn about the amazing work the Rotary does in our community. You're all invited to our world-class speed and style reception benefiting Spread the Word Nevada. Tickets are just $60. Proceeds will stay right here in Southern Nevada and benefit community organization partners. To order tickets, go to LasVegasRotary.com. That's LasVegasRotary.com. And I'll see you Saturday night, April 27th.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Love them together. I really do. When Glenn Beck is on Hannity's show on Fox News, I love it when they get together because they just mix it up. Something silly. Last night, Glenn Beck said something that really resonated with me. And essentially brought up the question of when, and by the way, this is cut six, when will moderate Democrats stand up to the growing list of radicals in the Democrat Party?
When I talked to Joe Lieberman, I said, look, Joe, I'm not talking about the people in Washington. I'm talking about the Democratic neighbor that I get along with right down the street. They don't believe in infanticide. They don't believe in destroying the free market system. They don't believe in all of the stuff that is coming out of the mouths of these radicals. What's going to shake them? When are we going to have our Labour Party movement where you have that in England that the Socialist Party has noticed, wow, it looks like we're just full with radicals and anti-Semites, and members of the Labour Party in England are leaving the party saying, this is too radical for me. When are the average people going to leave the Democratic Party or at least wake up?
I don't want to interrupt your thought. I'm just for the constraints of time because I'm listening to everything you're saying.
Let me just finish what he's.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me just finish with what he just said was Glenn. He said the people that he knows that are in the Democratic Party are too afraid of the mob. And that's exactly what this cult, this cult of death, I think, is stirring up, this mob that will shut you down unless you agree with absolutely everything. And we lose the country if good, decent people don't stand up on both sides.
See, now that's where I think Glenn Beck is absolutely spot on. You know, the same people that gave you, I don't know, Antifa, the same people that tried to burn down the student union building at the People's Republic of Berkeley when Miles Yiannopoulos was going to speak. Those same people are the same people that are running the Democrat Party towards fanaticism. I think Glenn Beck brought up something that is worth talking about. And we'll do that coming up in our next half hour. Do you worry that the Democrat Party, and we'll give you an example of it coming up in our next segment, because Elizabeth Warren had her town hall in Jackson, Mississippi, of all places. But I'll let you hear from her. But I think what Glenn Beck is saying is right, that we've got a potential here where the mob simply will not listen to moderates within the Democrat Party. You tell me. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you. Is there a danger here? The Democrats and the radicals in the Democrat Party are about to drive this over the cliff? You tell me. We'll get to your calls coming up in a minute. Again, that phone number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. We were talking about this problem that the Democrats have that Glenn Beck brought up, and asking the not-so-rhetorical question, when will moderate Democrats finally stand up to the radicals in their party? And there are a lot of radicals in their party. It's a niche party. Let's go to Wilfried. Will, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Kevin. With all due respect for Glenn Beck, there's an old term that says you can be all around it and all over it, but not on it. He's not on it. What he says is what we call a partial truth. You can't deny that, but here's on it. The Democrats, they have nowhere to go. They have, you know, the killer bee colony, the takeover of the standard killer bees? As near as I can tell, our bureaucracy is about 50% opportunists that are taken over from the traditional public employee. We're paying these people. These people can't get enough money. They have nowhere to go. They do not have the intellect to handle forward-thinking situations or problem resolutions, in my opinion. So what's happening is I'm paying them, and the fearmongers, the radicals, are really the ones that are holding them in line because they know they don't get any pay if they don't follow the radicals. Now, we've come to a tipping point, an over-the-edge moment. We have to address, and these people, what they've done is they've formed tentacles into our society using primarily the educational system as the foundational building block. They're now taking money from our residential sector, which is the foundation of all economies, but they're also taking other monies. They become a political body, and they're developing revenue streams that influence businesses. Barnes & Noble isn't a Barnes & Noble. It's a school district. Library isn't a library. It's a school district. They have nowhere to go, and we are in a face-off. They do not stand up right now and stop all public employee unions. They have to limit all public employees, period, in my opinion, to 7 years. They have to flat-rate pay.
Yeah, but, hey, but Will, the radicals are trying to go the other direction. They want it to be – in fact, I heard – who was it – Elizabeth Warren saying it ought to be easier to join unions, not more difficult. I mean, they're pushing back.
No, that's what I'm telling you. Now Kevin, I'm a union guy. The unions have always been good to me, and I like the unions in the private sector because they hold balance. But what happens is the leadership began to lose because times were so prosperous with new technology coming, and we ain't seen nothing yet. But the point is they began to merge into public employees because they realized they developed access to an infinite revenue stream. You have to stop public employee unions. The radicals are trying to accelerate and put these people into a deeper concrete foundation. We have to stand up, and nobody's standing up because our leadership is failing us, looking to get votes. And if they keep this up, Kevin, if they keep this up, we're going to go from a confrontation of cultures to a conflict of cultures, and this has to stop. But I don't want to go on the same issue here. But you get my drift?
I get your drift, perfectly. Thanks, Wilfried. Yeah. You know, we've got to find a way, and I don't know what it is. I don't have the answer to this. Maybe you do. But the labor unions, our schools, I mean, we breed this radicalism in our schools. I mean, last week, kids were actually let out of school for the climate change rally. I mean, the schools are an unindicted co-conspirator in all of this. By the way, we're talking about Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren last night was Mississippi. A CNN town hall. They're doing town halls with, like, all of them, all the Democrats. But I want you to listen to a question and an answer relative to Medicare for all, and listen to the lack of specifics. Listen, this is cut number 5. Listen to how Elizabeth Warren kind of said, well, we could do this or we could do that, we could do this, we could do that, but no specifics when it comes to Medicare for all. Listen to this.
There are a lot of different pathways. What we're all looking for is the lowest cost way to make sure everybody gets covered. And some folks are talking about, let's start lowering the age. Maybe bring it down to 60, 55, 50. That helps cover people who are most at risk and can be helpful, for example, to the labor's plans. Some people say, do it the other way. Let's bring it up from everybody under 30 gets covered by Medicare. Others say, let employers be able to buy into the Medicare plans. Others say, let's let employees buy into the Medicare plans. For me, what's key is we get everybody at the table on this, that labor's at the table, that people who have to buy on their own, everybody comes to the table together and we figure out how to do Medicare for all in a way that makes sure that we're going to get 100% coverage in this country at the lowest possible cost for everyone. That's our job. So
there you go. There you go. Elizabeth Warren. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Okay, I've got to play for you. How long? Can I get this in? Yeah, I can get this in. Tucker Carlson, cut 7. Talking about when the Mueller report comes out, how will Dems explain the Steele dossier?
It was a ploy to defame a political opponent. Everyone knew that. And in fact, in the years since, no evidence has ever emerged to verify the dossier's main claims. It was fake then. It is fake now. But it still caused an awful lot of damage. That fraudulent dossier was used to justify the grotesque civil rights violations perpetrated on Naval Academy graduate Carter Page. It justified multiple congressional investigations, which ground government to a halt. It helped destroy a relationship with Russia. That didn't need to happen, but it did, thanks to this hoax. And of course, the dossier justified hundreds, if not thousands, of totally irresponsible remarks by politicians and journalists. You may remember some of them. Congressman Ted Lieu said there was a, quote, cloud of treason over the White House. Eric Swalwell of California called Trump a Russian agent, quote, hiding in plain sight. Even Nancy Pelosi, who's supposed to be a responsible leader, who's old enough to know better, said it was certain that Russia was blackmailing the president. All of these were lies. Nobody has ever apologized for them. When the Mueller report does drop, whenever it drops, how will these people explain to their followers, the people who take them seriously, the NPR listeners, the people who read The New Yorker, the entire audience at CNN, why there's no proof of collusion in the document? According to one poll, 67% of Democrats believe it is probably or definitely true that Russia tampered with vote tallies to help Trump win. Now, in Washington, people know that's ludicrous. Everyone here understands the game. But out there, people really believe this stuff. Pelosi and Schiff and Swalwell told them it was true. MSNBC's entire lineup backed them up. Will those people be disappointed? Or they just assume that Putin somehow got to Mueller, too.
There is going to be disappointment. In fact, I'm hearing, and I talked to some of my friends back in Washington this morning, and they say it's like imminent. But again, they've been saying this for like 2 weeks. It'll probably be on a Friday afternoon, late, about 4:30 Eastern time. And that's when we'll probably end up getting him. I want to run through real quick a list of bills that were filed. There are some new bills that have been filed. Yesterday was supposed to be the deadline. Apparently it's not. They voted on a resolution to essentially, you know, undo the deadlines. And a lot of it having to do with the arrest of Kelvin Atkinson and resignation, Mike Sprinkle, his resignation. And that apparently they have said, well, we'll wait. There's Assembly Bill 281. It would prohibit local or state law enforcement agencies from arresting a person purely at the request of federal immigration agents. In other words, to hold somebody. This is going on. It should be going on every day. The locals find a suspect, they hold him for ICE or for Border Patrol. But apparently, whoever filed AB 281, they don't really care about that. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We'll get to some calls coming up on the other side. Top of the hour, Michael Schaus. Yeah, I love the guy. Communications Director for Nevada policy. We'll talk about some of these new bills. I mean, some of this stuff is just ludicrous. And not every bill ends up getting a hearing, like a committee hearing. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue. It is Live and Local. now.
This is Amy Emanuel, your Republican candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. I was raised with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and monetary responsibility. Las Vegas wants a representative that will support small business and spur job growth, promote pedestrian safety, and tackle our chronic homeless issue. I have the integrity and necessary experience to do this job. Please support me at the polls this April 2nd. A vote for Amy Emanuel will guarantee another conservative voice on the Las Vegas City Council, paid for and authorized by committee to elect Amy Emanuel.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit NevadaPolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's NevadaPolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty, starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live in Las Local Now. Good to have you with us this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. Call Sam right now, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. Let's get back to your phone calls. Go to Mike in Reno. Mike's listening on AM 1400. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Yeah, I want to comment on this mob rule. And you know I'm a socialist, and I agree for health care. But I'm going to agree with Savage that Bernie Sanders is without doubt the most dangerous man in this country. He wants total control of your mind. He wants to eliminate homophobia, racism, everything. This type of totalitarian control is what you saw in Nazism and in communism. And his acolyte, AOC, and the rest of them are going to do this. My position, it turns out, to be to oppose whatever the power structure is, because it tends to be negative more times than not. He is absolutely dangerous. And what are they doing? What are the elements that they're doing? It's the age-old thing. You grab the kids. She wants 16-year-olds to vote, Pelosi, to capture them. This is what the Nazis did. They go for the kids to turn on their parents. You have the Children's Crusade in the Middle Ages. What's that combined with? The same old thing. You have female hysteria now ruling the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party's been taken over by these three young women. In the past month, it's morphed into something horrendous. You have two female senators. If you don't think there's female hysteria, watch what the Kavanaugh hearings, watch films of the Beatles, watch films of Elvis, watch films of Sinatra. The teenage girls go crazy. They go hysterical. This element, plus the children, plus a secular environmental religion of an environmental secular apocalypse, which corresponds to the Christian apocalypse, these three elements are now running the Democratic Party.
Okay, Mike, question. Can moderates within the Democrat Party stand up to people like Bernie Sanders, to AOC and some of these others?
I doubt it. I think Pelosi's lost control of the party, unless she's very clever. She's used to dealing with men, the projector, she called him. She can't deal with wildcat women. She's never had to do this. I don't think she can. Youth almost always wins. They have more energy, and they're fanatic, and they're naive. I don't think they can. I think the issue is going to come down to how is the right going to react to this kind of takeover. And I look, everybody's talking about a potential civil war. That's what it looks like to me, because I think they're only gaining in power. I don't think they can be resisted. These three women, two Muslims, and the rest of them, this is shocking what's happened to the Democratic Party. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. I think we're going to come to it's always going to come down to what side the military is on. I don't think they can. I don't think the moderates can win. It's up to how the right reacts, if they have enough balls to stand up to this.
Well, what you know is that the radicals, Antifa, you know, those people are always going to be violent. They're always going to be in your face. And the moderates are, well, why don't we just talk about this? Why don't we
have
a conversation? Yeah.
Let's compromise with the Nazis. Let's compromise. This totalitarian impulse in the left, as manifested by AOC and Bernie, is absolutely has to be resisted with every fiber that we have. This is now, along with antagonizing Russia, which he's doing because of Bolton and Pompeo, which he should not be doing, this, along with that, and Russia and China getting together against us and us pushing Russia, this element in the Democratic left, girl-controlled, child-controlled, secular religious party is now the fundamental threat to this country.
Wow. Thanks. Man, that's kind of scary. That's kind of scary. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go next to Joel. Joel, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Kevin. I can't
I'm amazed at how both some Democrats like Mike and all Republicans and conservatives are tearing their hair out over three rookie Congress people. These people have no more power than any other rookie congressman slash woman that has ever had. Sure, they have some popular ideas, but when push comes to shove, I firmly believe that the Democratic electorate is going to go with reasonable reality. They know that people like AOC and or any of the other so-called radicals have any chance of winning a national election. They certainly aren't going to be able. They're the perfect foil for Trump, let's put it that way. And Democrats are not that stupid to allow that to happen. I just don't see it. I believe.
So what? No, wait, whoa. Hey, Joe. So what are they going to do? They're going to steal the election like they did from Bernie in 2016? Are they going to steal it?
Nobody said anybody's going to steal anything. Nor did the election get stolen from Bernie. That's a whole other topic.
No, the nominating process.
I would suggest.
Did you see the emails?
I would suggest that somebody like Klobuchar, a more moderate Democrat who has realistic ideas on how to do things, is going to win the day. I don't believe Bernie has a chance of becoming the nominee. Ben is going to be the nominee. None of these far-left people are going to win the day. More and more Democrats are getting old, I guess, certainly. And you've got people on the right as well as the left who don't want to see radicals on either side win the day. So they're going to move more toward the middle, in my opinion.
We'll see. The problem is that everybody and their brother is trying to tell you, no, I'm not a socialist. The only guy that really admits to it, I guess, is Bernie. And he is to the right of some of these left-wing candidates. No, it's true. Let's go to Paul. Paul, I'm going to give you the last word this hour. What's up, man?
All right, I'm going to read basically what the United States Supreme Court has said about the responsibility of all citizens. So when you think the police, it's their job to protect you. It is not. If you go into California, California Code 821-845-846, neither a public entity or a public employee may be sued for failure to provide adequate police protection or service, failure to prevent the commission of crimes, and failure to apprehend criminals. And this is at the national level. This was the Cheney versus Winnebago County Department of Social Services, 1989. A lot of you that aren't capable of defending yourselves are not going to like this, but this is it. Constitutional duties of care and protection only exist as to certain individuals, such as incarcerated prisoners, involuntarily committed mental patients.
Got to cut you off there because we're running to the end of the hour. Stick around. Michael Shouse from NPRI is next, live and local, now. Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.